Hello, everyone. Terrific Tuesday to you. Let's rise up and make this an awesome day. I'm Coy Wire. Welcome to CNN 10, where we tell you the what, letting you decide what to think. We'll start today with your headlines, starting in Israel, where the country marked a somber anniversary. October 7th marked 1 year since the deadliest terrorist attack in Israel's history, where Hamas killed nearly 1,200 people and kidnapped 251 others. Mourners gathered at sites across Israel that were targeted that day. A memorial was held at a kibbutz where 1 in 4 residents were killed or abducted by Hamas. Israel's response to the attacks, the war in Gaza, has in turn killed more than 41,000 Palestinians, 11,000 of those being children. The war has also triggered a humanitarian crisis, catalyzing a widening regional conflict. In the U.S., the Supreme Court's new term begins this week. The 9 justices are back on the bench after handing down rulings over the summer on landmark cases like guns and presidential immunity. This term will go into June 2025 and see cases on a wide variety of topics. The justices may also intervene in disputes around the election, like legal battles around Arizona's proof of citizenship voting requirements and efforts by some states to restore third-party candidates to their ballots. And in Florida, residents are feeling a bit of deja vu around the urgency to prepare for yet another major storm. Hurricane Milton strengthened to Category 5 yesterday and is expected to hit Florida's Gulf Coast. Some residents are still cleaning up debris from Hurricane Helene and are rushing to get that done. While folks in some areas are boarding up and preparing to hunker down, officials are ramping up evacuation orders, closing schools, and issuing urgent warnings that the storm surge and power outages will be particularly bad from Milton. CNN's Rafael Romo has more.
In addition to declaring a state of emergency in 51 counties, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has ordered management sites to remain open 24/7 so that many areas covered by debris after Hurricane Helene can be cleared before the arrival of Milton, which became a hurricane Sunday afternoon. More than 800 guardsmen are currently deployed for debris removal, but DeSantis said there will soon be up to 4,000 available. We also heard from Florida Senator Rick Scott, who said that Milton has the potential of causing much greater damage than Helene, which pummeled Florida less than 2 weeks ago. With Helene, Scott said, over 1 million households were left without power. Milton has the potential of having an impact that will be much worse.
It seems like a lot of our storms have become water events. We got it all with this one. We're going to have storm surge. We're going to have flooding. We're going to have massive winds. And guess what it means? You're going to lose power.
We heard a similar assessment from Governor DeSantis Sunday, who also said that Florida is going to see a lot of power outages, and that is something that people should prepare for, adding that crews are already getting staged to restore electricity as soon as possible. His emergency management director warned people that evacuations will be necessary at a level Florida hasn't probably seen since 2017 when Hurricane Irma hit the peninsula.
10-second trivia. What is the smallest country in the world by both population and size? Monaco, Lesotho, Malta, or Vatican City? Your answer here is the Vatican City, often called the Holy See, which has a population of 510 inhabitants and is just shy of half a square kilometer in size. Now to big news coming out of Vatican City. Pope Francis made a surprise announcement during a speech in the Middle East in the anniversary of the October 7th attacks, where he announced he has chosen 21 new cardinals. The Pope, who is the head of the Roman Catholic Church's central government, makes decisions on issues of faith and morality for over 1 billion Catholics around the world. He also chooses cardinals, senior members of the church who elect and advise the Pope. As Pope, Francis has made the group of cardinals who will elect his successor more representative of the worldwide church, choosing bishops from Iran, Ukraine, Indonesia, Japan, and the Ivory Coast. CNN's Christopher Lamb has more.
Pope Francis on Sunday causing a surprise in the Vatican when he announced he will be creating 21 new cardinals. Now, choosing cardinals is the closest thing a pope has to succession planning, because it is from the cardinals that the pope is chosen, and it is the cardinals who will select the successor to Pope Francis. The 87-year-old pontiff choosing cardinals from across the globe and significantly the Archbishop of Tehran in Iran, a sign that the Pope is seeking to push for dialogue and peace in the Middle East. And by choosing a cardinal from Iran, he is bolstering the work of the Church in this area. Before announcing the names of the cardinals, the Pope commemorated the one-year anniversary of the October 7th Hamas attacks, calling for the release of hostages and for peace across the region, including in Lebanon, and for an end to retaliatory attacks. Now, throughout his pontificate, Francis has thrown out the old unwritten rulebook for when it comes to appointing cardinals. In the past, there were cardinals chosen from specific parts of the world, including in Italy, but Francis has changed all that. He chooses cardinals from the far-flung peripheries of the Church. And today, Francis chose cardinals from Indonesia, the Ivory Coast, Algeria. Francis seeking to, in a way, reward the unsung heroes of the Church with his choices. And he has, over his pontificate, changed and reshaped the body of cardinals and men who will be choosing whoever comes after him. So a significant decision by the Pope today.
It's time to go local now with a new segment where we take a look at the stories that might be unique to your city or your state. We kick off in Flagstaff, Arizona, where a cauldron of bats has taken over an entire dorm at Northern Arizona University. Who knew Arizona is home to 28 species of bats, which is second only to Texas? Our affiliate KTVK KPHO has more on the story.
NAU says the bats were first noticed in September. They've had crews come out, try different ways to mitigate the bats from coming and going. But the problem has only gotten worse, and now students in this dorm building have been told they need to pack up and leave right before midterms.
Bats can make some noise. They were out of sight, hiding somewhere in the roof of Mountain View Dorm. But just after sunset, a few hundred bats crawled out of the cracks to take flight.
I just heard like squeaking coming from like the walls and stuff, and I was like, oh no! Yeah.
So far, NAU says one bat captured in September tested positive for rabies. The university says no injuries, but a few students were given a rabies shot as a precaution. NAU also sending students an email about the situation.
Here's what you do if you encounter a bat with rabies. And it's like, how about I don't encounter the bat with rabies? That would be fantastic.
Allison and her roommate Brenna are two of the 550 students that were told they need to move out because of the bats. They know where they're moving to, but aren't moving out until tomorrow. Many parents arriving today to help their kids pack up and leave.
We were sent out an email telling us to shake out all of our clothing, move items around in our rooms, look under every corner, every desk, anything we can find, pat our pillows and sheets down. So that, I think, was the email that made me want to move out.
Earlier today, one of the bats was relaxing on the roof inside the lobby of the dorm. Crews have to put up chicken wire and even tried foam to deter the bats from coming and going. But more drastic steps will be needed to clear those critters out.
Not Halloween yet, so if we could get rid of the bats, that would probably be the best solution.
Today's story getting a 10 out of 10. This guy must be lost. The owners of this home in New Hampshire didn't find it too amusing when this buck ended up in their pool, stuck under the pool cover. Police and fire departments responded to the call and removed the pool cover to help the moose get loose. It quickly walked out on its own to a wooded area nearby where the curious cervid will remain anonymous. All right, it's shout-out time now. Today we're sending a big shout-out to Hayes Middle School in Hayes, Kansas. Keep flying high, Falcons. We see you. Don't forget, tomorrow is hashtag Your Word Wednesday. Follow me at Koi Wire on social and put your unique vocabulary word in the definition of the comment section of my most recent post, along with your school, your city, your state, and your teacher's name, and we're going to choose a winner to work into tomorrow's show. Good luck. We hope you and everyone watching around the world have a wonderful one. I'm Koi Wire, and we are CNN 10.